To please silence your cell phones. And since we haven't been together in several months, I'll also remind everyone that I like to take a break about every 90 minutes, if that works. So any business you need to conduct or phone calls you need to return, try to time those with the 90-minute break interval. I'll try to stick to that. The first thing we need to do today, before we get on to elections, is swear in the new and returning council members. I'll turn this over to Pat Kirkle.
Thank you, John. I'm going to ask our recently appointed council members to stand and read the oath of office with me. That's be Rip Cunningham, David Gaethel, and Frank Blount. And raise your right hand. I, as a duly appointed member of a regional fishery management council established under the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act, hereby promise to conserve and manage the living marine resources of the United States of America by carrying out the business of the council for the greatest overall benefit of the nation. I recognize my responsibility to serve as a knowledgeable and experienced trustee of the nation's marine fishery resources, being careful to balance competing private or regional interests, and always aware and protective of the public interest in those resources. I commit myself to uphold the provisions, standards, and requirements of the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act and other applicable law, and shall conduct myself at all times according to the rules of conduct prescribed by the Secretary of Commerce. This oath is freely given and without mental reservation or purpose of evasion. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Okay, now we can get on to the next agenda item, which is the election of chair, vice chair, and executive committee. I'm going to turn it over to Gene Martin, but before I do, just to remind everyone on the council, currently I am the chair, Rip Cunningham is the vice chair, and your three other executive committee members are